Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Arthur Laughlin, Councilman District 11 in St. Tammany Parish. The council met the other day, I believe, in a special meeting in order to call the election for the office of sheriff, and he joins us to discuss same. Arthur, welcome to the show.
Hey, Newell. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good, good. Arthur, thank you so much for joining us. I got to ask you, Arthur, I mean, this was like a series of events that flowed really quickly. How surprised and what was the mood and the feel of not only the council, but your constituents about what occurred?
Well, I think, so Newell, let me preface this by saying, so I just walked out of the Slidell City Council inauguration and the mayor's inauguration and the new police chief. And there's nothing more American than an inauguration. The thing that defines us is like power that changes hands. So I think the most important thing for us as a council, and from what my constituents want, is they want to return to normal. And I think the most important thing that we could have done is make sure that we made that happen as soon as possible. It is so important that actual elected officials, not appointed officials, serve in any position we have, but especially the sheriff's office is in St. Tammany Parish, at least, is the most powerful elected office we have. So that was the sentiment behind the council, is we want to make sure that we have an elected official in that office as soon as possible.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting. I actually made some comments about whether or not it made more sense to wait until the spring, only because of the uncertainty as to whether or not the interim that was named was actually going to be a candidate. And I think it becomes a lot cleaner and clearer when interim sheriff, well, not interim sheriff, Sheriff Brett Ebert said that he's not going to run for the permanent position. And in fact, he intends to retire once somebody takes that office. And I say not interim because there is no such thing as interim. You know, they're in the law relative to the office of sheriff. There is a succession plan. Not all offices have a succession plan where the chief criminal deputy takes control and is the sheriff. And so it in the end, it's really worked out, I think, really clean and transparent and, sets the stage for an open election. Your thoughts?
Well, no, I think it does. And then the other thing that you have to consider with all the financial constraints that St. Tammany Parish is under right now. And I actually have to admit, I erroneously thought that this the cost of the election was going to be paid for by the sheriff's office. It's actually paid for by the parish council out of the general fund. So by putting the election on in November, the cost to the people is less than $15,000. Had we put the election on later, we were looking at a minimal cost of like almost more than $125,000.
Right.
Just to put on the election. Most people don't understand that these special elections actually cost a pretty penny.
Yeah, and you're going to have more voter participation, no doubt, in November than you would in the spring, right?
No, absolutely, because we have the senator, we have the Senate election, we have all the judges. There's going to be the best opportunity for a larger turnout.
I have to imagine your constituents, some sense of disappointment. I mean, I know Randy well. I consider him a friend. It pained me to suggest that he needed to resign in the immediate aftermath of this because I didn't think he was going to be able to recover from it. And I think he's handled it admirably. And I'm glad that he made the call that he made, especially for, you guys, the other elected officials, as well as the citizens of St. Tammany?
I would say there was more of a sense of concern because we've had such a horrible track record here in St. Tammany with elected officials getting into trouble with the law. And I truly admire the way Sheriff Smith actually exited. It's hard because he was a popular sheriff. He was still loved by a lot of people over here. But unfortunately, St. Tammany Parish really just cannot afford to get another black eye.
Yeah. So what are you hearing about potential candidates? I don't know if you're paying attention to that. What are you hearing?
Yeah. Right now, the two most serious front runners that we're hearing about is Daniel Susano from the Slidell Police Department, and then Hodges from the State Police. There's some speculation that some other people might join in the race, but those are the two front runners that we see, or at least as I understand it.
Yeah, I understand that former NOPD Superintendent Ronald Surpass is considering running.
Oh, that's
as well.
True. Forgive me. I forgot him. Yeah, that's actually, I didn't realize that he lived in St. Tammany Parish.
I think he's lived there for years. I'm not exactly sure how long, but he's been there quite a lengthy period of time. So, yeah, I mean, it seems as though, you know, you have folks that, in the case of Hodges, having led to state police, Ronald Surpass having led two metropolitan police departments, as well as a state police organization in the state of Washington, that you have some folks that have some experience that they're bringing to the forefront.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and I think all the people we've discussed have a wonderful set of qualifications. And I think any one of the three that we mentioned would serve the parish well.
I have to imagine that you guys had a sigh of relief when the millage renewal passed the St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office. I made a comment the other day that I thought, you know, this is about the entity, not the individual. Don't punish the entity because it's necessary for the viability of law enforcement moving forward. And if you had that hiccup, sometimes you don't ever recover, right? And it would have been difficult.
No, that nothing could have been. I mean, that is absolutely true what you're saying. Me personally, I was amazed at how large of a margin both the sheriff millage was and also the mosquito abatement, because both of the agencies were actually, both of the renewals were actually permanent reductions in both of those taxing bodies. Because as you've, I've heard you discuss before on your show that St. Tammany's problem it's not a problem of the amount of taxes or the quantity of taxes we collect. It's just, they're all so dedicated. So this was actually encouraging for us because we're putting forth another solution to solve the funding for the district attorney's office and the jails and the justice center, so that we're hoping that, you know, that this will continue, that we will lower the millages all across the board and then actually create a new one either a new sales tax or a new. In this case, we're going for a sales tax to create a new sales tax for the other important, the three-legged stool, which is law enforcement and criminal justice, which is our criminal system. So it was very encouraging to see the sheriff's office win by such a large margin.
Actually, larger margin than how it passed in the first time 10 years ago, which was surprising as well.
Yeah, I mean, it truly was it's obvious that the people of St. Tammany support the men and women of the Sheriff's Department. And it's very rewarding because safety is our number one thing here.
Absolutely. We're visiting with Arthur Laughlin, Councilman District 11. So you talked about an initiative that y'all are going to bring forward in the fall to try and remedy this, some of these challenges with the funding and finances of the criminal justice system. What is that going to look like?
So we're putting a small sales tax on the December ballot, which will be dedicated only for the mandated expenses. And there's a couple of mandated expenses, but the most important are the district attorney, the jail, and the justice center, which is the courthouse. And we went for the we went for a sales tax versus a property tax because, number one, over 20% of the people who will be paying this tax are not residents of St. Tammany Parish. And number two, the revenue from that could be immediate, whereas we would have to wait till 2028 to realize the revenue from a new property tax.
So when you say a small tax, what are we talking about? Much exactly?
I want to say it's a quarter of a cent. Mm-hmm. I always get confused with my
That'll put St. Tammany where on the sales tax table? How much will the sales tax be in St. Tammany?
I can't give you a complete total because we have different taxes for different parts of St. Tammany Parish.
Different districts.
Yeah,
okay.
So it depends if this is going to be parish-wide. So unlike the road tax, which is only for unincorporated St. Tammany, this is going to be parish-wide. So it depends on if you live in the parish or if you live in the city of Slidell, the town of Abita, et cetera. So it all depends on where you're going to be. And then also, we also have some economic development zones, too.
Right. Now, you guys have tried different iterations that have failed thus far, right?
I think this is the seventh attempt to solve this problem. They've all been different versions of it, but the goal had always been to find funding for the district attorney's office.
Where do you think that you will get support from the cities? And I forgot, I used to know how many there were in St. Tammany. Incorporated areas inside of St. Tammany, you think that they will support this sales tax initiative?
I believe so, just because it is entirely going to be on for the benefit of them. So currently, they don't provide us direct funding for this, so this will be an opportunity for them to shoulder part of the burden. But also, I think they all realize how important it is. Because at the end of the day, what's the point of having an excellent police force if you can't prosecute and then properly house the people who've been arrested?
Yeah, because they do utilize your parish jail, right, for felony
absolutely.
Offenses
so like,
that are booked. Yeah.
Yeah, depending on the offense, because some of the municipalities like Slidell has Slidell City Jail, but depending on the crime, you may have to go to St. Tammany.
Yeah.
But they all
well, best
do
of luck.
Benefit. I'm sorry, Noel, go ahead.
Go ahead, I'm sorry. No, go ahead, Arthur.
They all do use the district attorney's office in some fashion.
Yeah. Final thoughts?
No, just I really appreciate you taking the time to have me on the air and talk about our things that are going on in our parish.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We wish you all the best of luck, and obviously we'll see and maybe we'll visit again once qualifying is over for a very important office in the parish of St. Tammany, the office of sheriff. And it sounds like there's a healthy collection of candidates that are interested in running for that office, and that's good as well. And hopefully we get a higher turnout than we got for the Senate race this last time. I mean, it was
absolutely
pretty.
Thank you so
pretty
much.
Pretty abysmal at 17%. Thank you, sir. Have a great 4th of July weekend as well. That's Arthur Laughlin, Councilman District 11 in St. Tammany Parish. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us.